Rosa. Some people call me a child witch, but I'm just a girl who likes to wash the hands of the women as they gather wild herbs and flowers to heal the sick. I am learning the names of the cures and how much to use and which part of the plant, petal, or stem, root, leaf, pollen, nectar. Sometimes I feel like a bee making honey, a bee, feared by all, even though the wild bees of these mountains in Cuba are stingless, harmless, the source of nothing but sweet, golden food. Rosa. We call them wolves, but they're just wild dogs, howling mournfully. Lonely runaways like cimarrones, the runaway slaves who survive in deep forest, in caves of sparkling crystal hidden behind waterfalls, and in secret villages protected by magic. Protected by words, tales of guardian angels, mermaids, witches, giants, ghosts. Rosa. When the slave hunter brings back runaways he captures, he receives 17 silver pesos per cimarrón, unless the runaway is dead. 4 pesos is the price of an ear, shown as proof that the runaway slave died fighting, resisting capture. The sick and injured are brought to us, to the women, for healing. When a runaway is well again, he will either choose to go back to work in the coffee groves and sugarcane fields, or run away again, secretly, silently, alone.
Lieutenant Death. My father keeps a diary. It is required by the Holy Brotherhood of Planters, who hire him to catch runaway slaves. I watch my father write the numbers and nicknames of slaves he captures. He does not know their real names. When the girl witch heals a wounded runaway, the cimarrón is punished and sent back to work. Even then, many run away again or kill themselves. But then, my father chops each body into 4 pieces and locks each piece in a cage and hangs the 4 cages on 4 branches of the same tree. That way, my father tells me, the other slaves will be afraid to kill themselves. He says they believe a chopped cage spirit cannot fly away to a better place.
Rosa, I love the sounds of the jungle at night. When the barracón where we sleep has been locked, I hear the music of crickets, tree frogs, owls, and the whirr of wings as night birds fly, and the song of un cenzote, a Cuban mockingbird, the magical creature who knows how to sing many songs all at once, sad and happy, captive and free. Songs that help me sleep without nightmares, without dreams. Rosa. The names of the villages where runaways hide are Mira Cielo, Look at the Sky, and Silencio, Silence, Soledad, Loneliness, La Bruja, The Witch. I watch the slave hunter as he writes his numbers, while his son, the boy we secretly call Lieutenant Death, helps him make up big lies. The slave hunter and his boy agree to exaggerate in order to make their work some more challenging, so they will seem like heroes who fight against armies with guns, instead of just a few frightened, feverish, hungry, escaped slaves, armed only with wooden spears and secret hopes.
Lieutenant Death. When I called the little witch a witch girl, my father corrects me. Just little witch is enough, he says. Don't add girl, or she'll think she's human like us. A pile of ears sits on the ground, waiting to be counted. This boy has a wound, my father tells the witch. Heal him! The little witch stares at my arm, torn by wolves, and I grin. Not because I have to be healed by a slave witch, but because it is comforting to know that wild dogs can be called wolves, to make them sound more dangerous, making me seem truly brave.